Okay, so we're continuing with Shachrit of the first day. You could switch, you could turn to page 175. Shachrit is just like the Shabbat Shacharit, only in Ashkenazi shuls, when we reach the conclusion of Nishmat, we have a different stopping point. And the Chazan remains at his place, and he hums a tune, and the conclusion of that tune, he proclaims, Hamelech. That's, again, he's reinstating Hashem is king. And then he walks forward to the podium, to the place where he's going to daven from, page 175. You see the top of the page, Hamelech. So even though on ordinary Shabbatot and Yamin Tovim we don't start from there, this is where we start from on Rosh Hashanah. And then he continues with his tune, Yoshev, and the crowd joins in. Da 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 da. And he goes on with his tune, and the crowd joins in their parts until we reach the end of Yishtabach. Okay, the end of Yishtabach, page 176. And some congregations stick in the Shir HaMalos over here, different customs, where the congregation says together with the Chazan, the Shir HaMalos, how we speak to Hashem from the depths, we call out to Hashem. That Shir HaMalot, where we ask Hashem to hear our voice, to listen to our begging, that if a person, if Hashem holds on to our sins, who could stand before Him? He is the one that can grant forgiveness, and that's what allows us to fear Him, that the fact that we have hope. Our hope is with Hashem, and we await His word of saying, I forgive you. Our soul waits for Hashem more than the man on watch awaits the morning, which is a fantastic thought. I don't know if you guys ever had the experience of standing on guard. I had it this past Simchas Torah. This past Shavuos, I'm sorry. Shavuos, in the middle of the night, the army came into the yeshuv and told us that they have signs that an Arab broke into the yeshuv. They don't know where he's at. So everyone should please go home and lock up their doors. I come home and my wife tells me that just as the army was passing by, she heard footsteps running behind their house. And there are gates all around their house. No one can, there's no reason anyone should be there. It's not like you could use it as a shortcut. So we locked everyone in and I ran out and called the army back and they did a search. And then the next few hours, I was sitting up. All the kids wouldn't go to bed. They wouldn't lie in their rooms. Everyone's lying on the floor all around me. And I'm sitting there on guard. You know, I have my tilm, I have what I'm learning. And all the doors are locked and the windows are closed. But, you know someone's out there. Someone came into the yeshuv. There were signs that someone came in. This was on Shavuos. Shavuos, we were all supposed to be learning. And I remember waiting for the break, crack of dawn, because at night, you don't know where someone's hiding. You're standing there and you're supposed to be on guard, right? And you don't know. And that's when I understood, what does it mean? Nafshi l'Hashem, I yearn for Hashem, more than the watchman waits for morning. Because when you're on guard and you're at night and you don't know what's going on out there, you don't see beyond 2 feet. Yeah, all the streetlights, they don't help too much to see what's in the bushes. You know there are so many places under cars, behind bushes, you can't know where anyone's hiding. Nafshi l'Hashem yishomrim l'boker. So we say over here, my soul waits for Hashem, for my master, more than the watchman waits for the morning. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, Israel, their hope is in Hashem, ki im Hashem achesed, for with Hashem there is kindness, v'arbei mofidut, and there is great redemption. And this is the recurring theme of Rosh Hashanah. We enter Rosh Hashanah, we take a haircut, we cut our nails, we take a shave, we take a shower, we go to mikvah, we put on nicely laundered clothing, ironed clothing, we come dressed for the occasion because we're coming with confidence. What are you confident in? You're coming before the judge. Where's your confidence from? My confidence is because I know who I'm being judged by. I'm being judged by the one who judged Adam after he did exactly what he was told not to do. And what's Adam's defense claim? What's he going to say? She fed me, but you were told not to. And yet he came out victorious, because in heaven Hashem says, I am going to take into account the fact that he is a human. I want to judge him from a merciful standpoint. And so we walk into Rosh Hashanah with that confidence, and we say again, Ki im Hashem ha-chesed, for with Hashem is kindness, v'arbe mofedut, and there is great redemption. V'yifdet yisrael kol avonotav, he will ultimately redeem Israel from their sins. And then we go into the Kaddish, which again has a special tune, and the crowd is supposed to join in parts of the tune, and Baruch Hu, and we go into the blessings of Shema. We skip today, that's the custom, that we skip much of the added piyutim, added songs that were composed only 1,800 years ago, 1,600 years ago, meaning they're not ancient enough. We don't include them in our tefillah. They're only a millennium and a half old. There were generations that included them, and we here in Israel, we don't. We just say the first sentence, O Olam Be'otzar Chaim, Orot Me'ofel Amar Vayei, and then we skip Amir La'aretz. That's a good question. That deserves a research project. I'm not sure. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch was against them, but us Ashkenazim always said them. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Aruch Haim, Simon and Vav or something. Shulchan Aruch was against all the piyutim. All these added songs that were composed in the period of the Gaonim and afterwards the early Rishonim.
Many people give more importance to the piyutim than to Tefillah itself, but it was a chova. Six times to say piyutim.
Right. So the Shulchan Aruch was against it. But the question is, how did us Ashkenazim get into that? Ashkenazim always said that. So I guess that was one of the things that maybe the Ashkenazim adopted when they came to Israel. But I don't know. I don't know the history of that. Okay, we come into Shema. And again, special tune, we say Shema, going into Shmoneh Esrei. Silent Shmoneh Esrei. We have the same format as last night's Shmoneh Esrei, you'll notice. Same thing we discussed before, follows the same format. Shachris is really identical to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, and the silent Shmoneh Esrei are identical. So once we learned our Ma'ariv, we basically have, we know our Shmoneh Esrei for Shachris, for Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. You know what you're going to say. All of Rosh Hashanah other than Musaf. So that we covered already, right? In the previous class, we covered that. But in the repetition of the Chazan, here's where we have differences between the different prayers. So we go to the repetition of the Chazan. We're up to page 217. And here again, the Chazan has a special tune for the beginning of, for all of Shmoneh Esrei. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Okay, so and then the Chazan reaches the Misod. Misod, Chachamim Unvonim. I am going to open my mouth in prayer and begging to plead and seek favor before the king, and I will take with me what I say is Misod Chachamim Unvonim, from the secrets of the wise and understanding sages, Umilemedat Nevinim, and the teachings of those who understood the secrets of the Torah, so to speak. That's what I'm coming with to face Melech Machem Lachim, the King of all kings, the Master of masters. So that's the Chazan. Only the Chazan says this part. This is his introduction. And in the introduction he also mentions how he's scared. Who is he? He's going to stand before he who is awesome, terrifying, and he has so few good deeds. And that's why he's scared. How much wisdom does he have? He's lacking. How can he have any hope? Please, he turns to the Creator and says, give me understanding to possess your Torah, your inheritance. Give me strength. Give me courage. Strengthen me from weakness and fear. Accept my prayer, my whisper, like the incense offering, and let my speech be as sweet as Suf Nechil. So Suf is really the, it's sap, sweet sap. Nechil is of a honey tree. Ratzui biyosher, accept me as though I were honest and not like a hypocrite. On behalf of those who sent me, you should grant atonement and forgiveness. I want you to grant those who sent me for atonement and forgiveness. I'm going to call like a lion, but may it be sweet and not like the roar of a lion. Please be receptive to all those who come near you. And we are really, although we have to come before you, we are worthy like a little worm. Hashem, who is so gracious, just as you promised Moshe in the enclave of the cave that you will give forgiveness, so do I ask you now to give forgiveness. Please, hear as I cry before you now that I begin my prayer. Inside I am burning because I know if you search through me, you'll see that I'm so stupid and I'm scared of judgment. My soul is fearful. If you repay me what I deserve, that's what I'm scared of. My eyelids at their base are really flowing. They're flowing like a river. And I yearn for your righteousness, and that's my hope. May you remember the righteousness of my forefathers, my fathers, and may they also pray on our behalf. My heart is hot as I express my thoughts and my prayer, and my soul is now aroused as I come before you to pray. This is one of the most fantastic prayers, to my mind, this introduction, you know. If you think about what you're saying, it really sums it up. And we open the Ark for all this, meaning we open the Aron HaKodesh from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei till this point. Again, there are songs which we skipped today, and we will now move forward to page 221. Fire away.
So it's like this. Although I don't understand probably some answers about the subject, but in Yom Kippur we have Kohen Gadol as a representation of the nation, Machut, of the Am towards Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah we have Tzeliyat Tzibur. So the Chazirat Hashad is because during those times people can read. Not only just because of that, but also, right? So what's the importance of Shaliach Tzibur, especially having a special prayer to say Hashem? Because of me, the Kahal will be judged. So I can't understand that deeds of this person can also affect the Kahal when everybody's Ma'avir Rishon Rishon. Everybody goes, you know, like sheep. You got my question?
Everyone's judged, but what do we say? Utshuva, utzfila, utzdaka, ma'avirin et ro'a gzera. So, tshuva, prayer, and charity are what's going to shift the evil of the decree. So,
Shalich Tzibur cannot, even if it's like an evil man, but you know, it seems like a very nice, sincere, I know, man. So can we say that by his deeds, also the Kaal could suffer Chas v'Shalom?
He's asking not to, but you know, they need him. Sometimes his tefillah is the one that's going to get through. Meaning he is representing the Tzibur.
Is tefillah not tefillah for all Tzibur?
Each one's tefillah has its value, and the Shalich Tzibur has more value. He's representing everyone.
But that doesn't work Mut HaShana. Doesn't work during all
Why not?
Long.
Sure it does. All year long he also has a lot of weight.
He also has a presentation of Ka'al, but that's also because the Sakana of Chazirat HaShad is also because of other reasons too. Right?
Okay, so you're touching on an idea which Rabbi Nuzrachi Alevi mentions, that in ancient times people didn't have machzorim. They didn't even know how to daven on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, you're right, the tefillah was more complicated, and the job of the Shalech Tzibur back then was much greater. But still today, we say that he's representing us. And the truth is, on every day he's representing us. But you're right, on every day it's less necessary. On Rosh Hashanah, so we treat it with more. He's saying more than we're saying. And you know, we give him more weight. But technically, you're right. I had a year when I was in the hospital, and I didn't stick around for Chazaras Shatz. I had to be with patients. I wasn't there for Chazaras Shatz, and I was Yotzei my tefillah. I did my Shmoneh Esrei. Chazaras Shatz is very nice. I had more than 1 year, even when I wasn't in the hospital. There were years I was taking care of sick people, and I didn't get to daven with the tzibur. I had times on Yom Kippur I davened the Yechidus, Mincha, and maybe even Ne'ilah. What could I do? I was with sick people. I had relatives who no one could take care of, and I was taking care of them. I couldn't leave.
What do you mean by
and, you know, I was standing, my wife was on forced bed rest. She was pregnant, but she had to stay in bed. She wasn't allowed to leave bed. And there were little kids, and I couldn't get a babysitter. So I had a neighbor who saw how I'm not going to shul for mincha. I tried to get the kids into bed early so I could get to Ne'ilah. I don't remember if I succeeded or not. I'm not even sure if I succeeded in that. And this neighbor of mine looks at me in shock. Rabbi Frankenthal, you're not going to shul on Yom Kippur? I said, I don't think I'm supposed to. You know, someone has to take care of the kids. If I'm not going to be here, they're going to jump all over my wife. I don't have anyone to take care of the kids. I'm thinking in the back of my mind, before you criticize me, offer to take my kids. But he didn't offer. He came to me after Yom Kippur. So the first day after Yom Kippur, he came to me and said, you know what trouble you did for me? My wife came to me and said, look, he's taking good care of his wife. You, where are you? A week later, he came to me and said, you know, Rav Eliashiv said what you said. You know, Rav Eliashiv said that if a person's wife is going to have to break her fast because you went to daven in shul, then you're not allowed to go daven in shul. If that's going to bring her to a state physically where she won't be able to fast, you're not allowed to do it. So I didn't need Rav Eliashiv for that. It made, you know, seemed obvious to me. She needs to be in bed. I'm not allowed to go. Gamarnu, what can I do? I don't have a choice. But that's what I'm saying. So this whole idea of the Shaliach Tzibur, it's important. But we have to get it in perspective. It's at the end of the day, we do say our own Shmoneh Esrei. We do have Sidurim today. We do have Kavanah. But we also have... Sure, we benefit if with the Shaliach Tzibur is there on our behalf. Okay, so now...
Women have to say, do they have the mitzvah?
If they can, they should. Same with everyone. The tefillah is not deoraita on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur.
But this is time related mitzvah,
okay, that too. So that's if it were biblical. Here it's rabbinic, and on rabbinic mitzvot, that's a question in Tosfos. Two opinion in Tosfos. Are women absolved from rabbinic mitzvot that are time-oriented? Two opinions in Tosos.
So where are we going
with? We generally say they are absolved. Yeah, the Hanukkah they're absolved, unless the rabbis instituted it for them too. But depends which. Meaning certain things the rabbis gave them too, like lighting Hanukkah candles. A woman can do for her husband. It's a mitzvah on the whole house. Reading Megillah. They also hear Megillah. Okay.
Yeah, but we're reading Megillah.
Okay, so we open because they were also part of the decree to be annihilated. So they also have to celebrate Purim, etc. Okay, so we open the ark. We're up to page 221. So basically, we finished the blessing Mechaya Meisim. Ordinarily, we would go into the Kedusha here, but we have a long introduction to the Kedusha. Meaning, ordinarily, on a regular Shabbos, this is where the Chazan goes into Kedusha, right? Mekadesh Shimcha. Everyone puts their feet together, we say the Kedusha. Over here, we have a long introduction to the Kedusha, speaking about Hashem's being king. So, we have this response. And some congregations sing this. Basically what we're saying is, Hashem, you are our God in the heaven and the earth. Gibor v'naratz. You are mighty and people revere you. Dagul mervava. Okay, that's a difficult thing to translate. They translate it as surrounded with myriad angels, but really it's different. It's like you're the banner among the myriads, meaning you're a head above the rest, so to speak. You're exceptional. Even in masses, there are none that are like you. Hu sach, he spoke vaye, and the whole world came to be. V'tzivah v'nivrah, he commanded, everything came to be, and this is part of the idea. He knows what's going on, but first we're describing him. Remember, our focus is how great he is, and yet he understands us. How great he is inaugurated as king. He's judging us with understanding. That's the balance of Rosh Hashanah. And to a certain degree, that is also the idea of Malchus. The idea of kingship in Judaism revolves around Chesed. You're going to see this time and again. Even the non-Jews, you see in the Book of Kings, they say about the Jewish kings and the whole story of Ahav, Malchei Yisrael, the verse says, Malchei Chesedim. The kings of Israel are kings of kindness. By us, the two go hand in hand because we view authority as a responsibility to take care of the weaker one. Authority is not to be taken advantage of, but rather it is responsibility to take care of others. So the more authority, the more responsibility one has to take care. So if one is the king of all kings, so then he has the highest responsibility to take care. Yeah?
You said that we were supposed to take care of the weaker ones, but without the judgment, we're not supposed to favor the weaker ones.
That's true to a degree, but yet we have a concept that when a court sits, convenes to judge, the first thing they look for is room for compromise. Meaning when a court convenes and two people have arguments against one another, the first thing they ask is, wait a second, let's see if we can find a compromise. Before we decide who's right, maybe we could find a middle ground that's good for both of you.
And that's not din?
That's not din. No, that's pshara. That's pshara. I had a conversation with someone 2 weeks ago. He's suing his neighbor. How much is he suing his neighbor for? 10,000 shekel.
That's din or in the court?
Whatever. He's suing his neighbor. I said to him, how much are the lawyer fees going to be? He said, I spoke to the lawyer between 4 and 6,000. I said, okay, so you're suing him for 10. It's going to cost you between 4 and 6. You stand to gain between 4 and 6. He's going to have to pay a lawyer between 4 and 6. He stands to gain not having to pay 10. But at the end of the day, the lawyers are for sure going to get their money. You don't even know if you're going to get it. The best you're going to get is 6. Close with him on 4 and gamarnu. I'm saying you'll save yourself the time, you'll save yourself the hassle, you'll save yourself the lawyer's fees. Do the math.
Instead of king of the king as special, for king as needs to take care of the weak, much more so the king of the king.
1 second.
So, how do we know, how can we say this about such Hashem? We don't know if his cheshbon will be to exactly make that person poor, because he must be poor, he needs to be poor. He needs to go, or as a punishment, or maybe because he needs to make any kind of tikkun. How do we know that the way we see Hashem cares for others is exactly cheshbon Hashem? You got it? How do we know if
we don't know. If not for the psukim, we wouldn't know. You're right. By looking at the world, we wouldn't know. Granted. I agree. I'll contradict myself on a different occasion, but on this point I agree with you. One day when we learn the Alalukas, Hanotin Shelek Katsamer, Kefo Kefer Yefazer, Yatom Almana Yoded, Derech Hashem Yaved, there we'll approach it from a different angle. But from the angle you're approaching it now, I agree with you. No, it's not really a contradiction, but it deserves a longer class to delineate where the approach is this and where the approach is that. On the surface, I agree with you.
I was in a class, or at least one of those I understand where.
Okay.
I
agree
with you too. Oh, good. One second, Rav. The person who loses the court case, I mean, if the guy is innocent, doesn't he get back his lawyer's fees from the guy who sued him?
If the court decides that he was that victorious, meaning that he has to be so confident not only that he's in the right, but that the court will rule not only in his favor, but also that he'll have to pay the lawyer's fees. That could happen. That's what he told me, right? Okay.
Why the court rule that he's innocent but he doesn't get the right?
Sometimes they say that much, we're not going against him, meaning he had a good reason to think he was right. You don't...
Oh, I got you.
Welcome back. So here again, we're describing the Ribon Shom and his judgment, his honesty, his faithfulness, his truth, and we conclude he is close to those who call him in truth. So that's where we're reminding ourselves our job here.
What does that mean to call him in truth?
What a great question. What do you think it means?
Sincerely call out in a sincere manner, not fake about it.
Right. I think that's one of the understandings as to why tefillah is called tefillah. Because the word tefillah really means to bring clarity, from the word lifalil, to clarify. And in truth, what happens in tefillah is you're forced to face yourself with the question, do I really believe he controls the world? And that's a difficulty that we contend with. And if the more you accept that, the more your prayer is going to be to call out in truth. The Nefesh HaChaim has a phenomenal thought on that. He says that if you would really, really, really call in truth, then you would get what you want. He doesn't say it exactly that way, but he says it a little differently. He says that if a person could really focus that there is nothing in the world that can affect him other than their bone shalom, if he could really, truly believe that, then at those moments when he really, truly believes that, no harm could come upon him. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim writes. And there's a fantastic story, I don't know if it's true or not, there's a fantastic story about two people in the Holocaust who saw that they're going to be caught, so they applied this Nefesh HaChaim. The Rebbe and the Talmud, they said, now we are going to walk, and remember that no one can harm us, nothing can happen, unless their bone shalom wills it. He controls. And according to the story, they walked in between the Nazis, no one touched them, they walked onto a train, no one touched them, they took the train, and no one touched them. What? They didn't have much of a choice. Okay, the alternative was to be caught.
Are we allowed to listen to Mohammed when there is
I'm not saying listen to Mohammed. They did what the Nefesh HaChaim says. I don't remember the names.
They didn't run.
I don't know if they ran or didn't run. I heard this story as a little boy, and then I heard it again 2 or 3 years ago, maybe from my father-in-law. I don't remember. I don't remember the people involved. But that's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. So this is an idea that we all speak about. But like the Magen Midovna writes in his book, or the Chafetz Chaim writes, we would be embarrassed if we would have to face up to our actions that contradict what we say we believe. We say we believe one thing, but do our actions really... Right? We could definitely do it every day, but here that's what he said. Karov l'koreav be'emet. Hashem is close to those who call him in truth. And that's not so pashut to call him in truth.
When you started to explain, you said that there are people that they don't really know if Hashem controls everything, but that's not the beginning of Kfirah.
Right. Because and we all have the beginning of Kfirah within us, right? Okay.
No, but it's not Kfirah like as in there's no Hashem. It's like Kfirah is, will Hashem take care of me, or it's just like make me like have an accident, or make me fall asleep, no? Is that Kfirah, or is that just being realizing that maybe what we can do, gorem our own... our actions, gorem our faith. Let's use the word faith.
Well, there's also the point that we don't know what he wants from us.
Okay.
And we don't know what his plan is. We have to work within a system where we're not giving the instruction books. We are given the instruction book of the Torah. But it's not like I know that if I follow the Torah, then I'll make a good parnasa. Look at Ibn Ezra. Followed the Torah, couldn't make ends meet his whole life. You know his famous song? What?
How's that explained?
you need the Ibn Ezra. There are so many people who suffered their lives. Eov, the book of Job. You have plenty of stories of people, Rabbi Akiva, who were tremendously pious and suffered. That's the ancient question. How come good people suffer? And there are more than one answers to that. And then there's the answer that the Talmud says, we don't know. It's also an answer. Or the answer God tells Eov, you're not going to understand. The best you can do is realize that I know what's going on and I'm running the world. But to understand how I run the world, you're not going to understand. Or according to some commentaries, that's what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. In hindsight, you could understand some of what happened in the world, right? Ufanai, but you want to look forward, you want to see what's happening now and understand it. Lo yirahu. No, human being can't understand that.
So that provokes Kfira, or is Kfira that provokes Hashem?
What's the that?
Like, that we don't know exactly what Hashem wants from us. That's the result of Kfira. If we will have Emunah, we will say Hashem wants to do a Korcha Batlut and everything he wants, and we need to completely, Korcha Batlut, or because everything happens, in a way that we can't understand at all, maybe we'll start the Chashash that maybe Hashem is not as we really think he is. Is it like a catch 22, like, circle?
Could be either one. At the end of the day, we don't know exactly what Hashem's plan is. We don't know. And that's difficult. And that's part of why it's so difficult to be a Korei Be'emit, to be one who calls out to Hashem in truth. Hashem is exalted and uplifted. Shochein Shechakim, He dwells in the heavens. He suspends the earth in space. Tole eret. He hangs the earth al bli ma, on nothing. What's earth hanging on? So we know Einstein's theory, right? The mass of the sun is attracting the mass of the earth. And what's holding up the sun? What?
The view of the universe.
Two masses. Hold on. Newton? Okay. Chai v'kayam nora umarom v'kadosh. Hashem is living, He is existent, He is awesome, He is exalted, and He is holy. That would seem so simple, and yet it's not.
During the year that we discuss a lot, the old objectives we... Or midot of Hashem and Rosh Hashanah, since there is no limit and we're limiting the term situation. Especially when we say Amelech Hakel and Danuach, that's bring up the situation that we're exalting in a sense that we cannot have more. Like as when we do a what's called legal object, when we create it more than one.
I hear, but right now let's try to cover. We have 10 minutes, just try to cover. At least we'll finish Shachar. What? Think so? We say, Ta'ir, arouse, Vitaria, and blow your shofar, Lechit Kol Meria. To cut down all those who try to do evil. V'tukdash b'yodei le'aria. May you, Hashem, be sanctified by Am Yisrael, who know how to blow shofar. Kadosh, Hashem, who is holy. And here again, we mention a few of the fantastic things that happened. And really, this is going to be one of our concluding thoughts tonight. We mentioned it last year, and we have to mention it again. Chazal tell us, "B'rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel, v'Chana." On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem took note, so to speak, of Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, and granted them children. So you can imagine that for decades, Avram and Sarah were praying for a child. Avram's 100 years old, Sarah's 90 years old. Avraham has been praying for decades. He's already 100 years old. And Hashem chooses to grant him and Sarah the child. But when is this brought to fruition? On Rosh Hashanah.
Yisrael is born on Rosh Hashanah?
No. But the decision in heaven to grant Avraham and Sarah a child, or Rachel and Yaakov a child, or Hannah and Elkanah the child Shemuel, those decisions were made on Rosh Hashanah. And that teaches us something about the potency of Rosh Hashanah. You'd think Avraham Avinu, what a tzaddik. Decades of davening. And yet, when does the tide shift? Rosh Hashanah. So, when we approach Rosh Hashanah, we're approaching such a great day and such potential. We're approaching a day where Hashem says, I'm going to decide on the world. I'm going to decide on Umedinot Bo Yipakeidu. Hashem will judge cities. Hashem judges the world. The decision whether there will or won't be war in different countries, whether kingdoms will be overthrown, whether Mubarak would have stayed on his throne or not, was decided last Rosh Hashanah. What would happen in Syria was decided last Rosh Hashanah, will be decided again this year Rosh Hashanah. Every country, the whole world, it's not only about Am Yisrael, it is about the world. Chazal tell us on the night of Rosh Hashanah, every nation comes in to be judged. It's not only us. And we start. Hashem says, I'm going to judge you first. Because when I look over what happens to the world, I'm going to get upset. So let me begin with you. You shouldn't walk in when I'm already upset by what others did, so to speak. It's obviously metaphoric. But everyone is judged. The world. And even Sarah Imenu, even Avraham and Sarah, could not have their fate changed unless it was Rosh Hashanah.
Could we say that since most of the world was on the shoulders of Yitzhak Avinu, and we say that the expression Ayom Arat Olam is also meaning where the Yitzhak so they all carried the Jewish people, and also can I use an expression around to Lama? Since there was a pakal, Hashem decided that they will give birth to the giant. Can we connect?
I hear.
The word that feels ten.
I hear. Spiritual? I don't know. The Ran asks in Rosh Hashanah, why do we say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Arat Olam? The world was not created on Rosh Hashanah. The world was created on Chafei Elo. So the Ran says the world is the human being. When we say Hayom Arat Olam, today the world was born, the meaning is today humanity was born. The purpose of the world was born. Pregnancy, Hergayon. Uvechein. And so Hashem took note of Sarah as he said, and so too Tzetzeken Pekod Letovayom. Hashem should take note of her descendants for good today. Kadosh, Hashem is holy. Melech Memaleit Mira'a. Hashem is the king who rescues from evil. Liyode'ei Teruah. To his people Israel who know to blow shofar. Hakel, Hashem is the potent one who is Kadosh, who is holy. Melech Zechor, Achuz Keren. We ask Hashem, you the king, remember the ram that was caught by its horns. Letoke'ei lecha ayom b'keren. Remember that ram for the people who blow shofar for you today in the horn. Nora v'kadosh, Hashem who is awesome and holy. And again, this is a recurring theme because on Rosh Hashanah, the Akedah occurred. We said on Rosh Hashanah, Adam was created, sinned and judged. On Rosh Hashanah, that's when Avraham Avinu brought up Yitzchak on the altar. So now we skip to page 228, and we have a song. Different tunes for this song. No, we're skipping because that's something which is said only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the Shabbos. So this year it doesn't fall on the Shabbos. It's not relevant then.
Page 228. on. Mm-hmm.
So there are different tunes. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimnoch Le'olam Ve'ed. But then the question is, how do you continue? So here, there are... היום היה דירו בכל השם מלך ויברק יברכו בכל השם מלך יבורי גובה יגביחו בכל השם ימנוח השם מלך. So that's one tune. Da 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 da. That's one tune. There's another tune.
I don't think I know it's him at all.
Are you just saving the rest for yourself?
Stop. I don't remember. Okay.
Do I sung?
Usually it's sung. Right. Stop. So, what are we saying here? Am Yisrael, who is awesome, Ya'adiru, they will give awe. The Am Yisrael, who is of their own majestic, will give majesty with their voice as they declare Hashem Melech. The angels, who were created of lightning, they will bless him with their voice as they say Hashem Malach. Hashem is king, was king. Gibore Gova, the different angels that are mighty and high. Yagbiru Vikol, they make their voice strong as they say, Hashem Yimloch, Hashem will continuously be king. Hashem Melech, Hashem is king. Hashem Malach, Hashem was king. Hashem Yimloch Lo Lamed, Hashem will be king forever. And now we keep speaking about the angels here, more or less. Adorei Dolekim, the angels that rush, as they're on fire, Yidovivu v'kol, they say out with their voice, Hashem Melech, Hamonei Hamula, the crowds of angels, Yehalelu v'kol, they praise him out in a loud voice, Hashem Malach, V'chayelim v'chayot, the armies of angels, the angels that are called chayot, wild angels, Yevadu v'kol, they gather together and raise their voice and say Hashem Yimloch, etc. So Zochrei Zemirot, those who remember the songs, Yizameru V'kol, will sing in and proclaim Hashem Melech. Chachmei Chidot, those... What? What do you mean? It's going in the order of the Aleph Beis, right? Adirei Ayuma Aleph, Beruei Varak Beis, Gibore Gova Gimel, Dohare Dolkim Dalet, Hamone Hamula Hei, Yehalelu, right? Adire, Ayuma, Yadiru.
I heard that there's something special about a tefillah that goes to the alphabet like that. What,
right.
What exactly is it?
It's supposed to show that our praise is encompassing. That Hashem encompasses all praise.
Praise by all creation.
No? Okay. No, you say asking. So? I don't know.
I know, because talking about angels.
I mean, the phrase
I hear?
That doesn't sound like an angel with it.
Zochrei Zemirot is probably speaking about the humans who remember the songs they sing out Hashem Melech. Chachmei Chidot, those who are wise and understand the hidden things of the Torah, Yechasenu V'kol, they strengthen themselves in their voices, they say Hashem Malach. Tafsirei Tefuchim, so Tafsar literally means a prince. The question is here, is he talking about the physical, the human princes, or the heavenly princes, I don't know. Yitakesu v'kol, they set themselves up in declaring his praise.
Like Hashem Yimloch.
Yeah, Yitakesu ceremony, right.
What's the
Tefuchim could mean many things. Tefuch could mean inflated. Tefuch could mean measured. The word tefach is a measurement. So Tefuchim, right, could mean those that are of exact measurements. Tafsirei tefuchim. And sometimes tafuach also means one who is adorned. Meaning, when a child is looked after, so that every little part of him is covered with a coat, and he has suntan lotion on every part that needs. That's called tafua. Tifuchim is to also mean to groomed, because you like, you're measuring him, you're making sure everything's taken care of. So tafsirei tifuchim could be the princes that are so well groomed. Yitakesu v'kol, they will arrange their voice and declare Hashem Yimloch. Yoreshei Yikara, those who are the heirs of that which is so precious, the Torah. Yeshiru v'kol, they straighten themselves out and sing Hashem Melech. Kabirei Koach, those who are of mighty strength. Yachtiru v'kol, they declare with his crownship, they declare Hashem Malach. Levushei Lehavot, those dressed in fire. Yelabevu v'kol, they declare with great heart, with a great excitement, Hashem Yimloch. Manimei Melel, those who speak pleasantly, Yemalelu v'kol, they will say with their voice, Hashem Melech. Notzetzei Noga, those who are shining of sparks, Yenatzechu v'kol, they will play with loud voice as they say, Hashem Malach. Seraphim, right. Sovevim Yisalselu v'kol, the angels that go round and round will also sophisticatedly declare Hashem Yimloch. Orechei Oz, the what? Yeah, lesalsel is to deal with sophistication. Orechei Oz Ya'anu V'kol, those who set up the power of Torah will declare with their voice Hashem Melech. Pichudei Fil Echa, those that are in fear of your wondrous actions, Yiftzechu, they will break forth and call in voice Hashem Malach. Tzivot Tzonecha Yitzalzelu V'kol, the armies of your sheep will chime with their voice, Hashem Yimloch. Kiilot Kodesh Akdishu V'kol, the holy congregations will all raise their voice in sanctity and say Hashem Melech. Rivivot Rivava, the myriads of angels, Yiranenu, will sing with their voice Hashem Malach. Shvivei Shalevot Yishanenu V'kol, the Shvivei Shalevot. So that's like those that shine their fires, Yeshanenu v'kol, they will repeat with their voice Hashem Yimloch. Tomechei Tehilot, those who support, who repeatedly give praise, Yatmidu, will consistently say Hashem Melech. Tokefei Tifaltecha, those who stand firmly by your glory, Yatmimu v'kol, they will say in perfect voice Hashem Malach. Tmimei Teuda, those who are whole in their Torah, Yitanu, they will declare Bikol with their voice, Hashem Yimloch. And that concludes the Aleph Beis, which brings us into the next one. Uvechen lecha kol yaktiru, everyone will crown you, lekel orech din, levochen levavot biyomdin, which goes with the with the famous tune, levochen levavot biyomdin, ligole amukot badin. לדובר מישרים ביום דין, לוגדיות בדין. These are all descriptions of Hashem and everything He does in judgment, how He knows our thoughts, He does kindness, He remembers His covenant, He has pity over His creatures, He purifies those who have trust in Him, He knows the thoughts of man, He contains His anger in judgment, He wears righteousness on the day of judgment, He forgoes, He's willing to forgive our sins on judgment, He is awesome in praise on the day of judgment, He's willing to forgive those that take the weight of the responsibility of keeping His Torah in judgment. He answers those that call Him on the day of judgment. He acts out of compassion in judgment. He looks at the hidden things on the day of judgment. He acquires His servants through justice in judgment. He has mercy over His people on the day of judgment. He protects those that love Him in judgment and supports those that are whole by Him in the day of judgment. And so we may our Kedusha ascend before you, because you are Hashem, our God, you are King. And that leads us into the Kedusha, and at least we covered that much. Okay, the rest of the prayer is basically identical to our Shachris, the rest of the Shmon Esrei of the Chazan, aside from Birkat Kohanim, and then Avinu Malkeinu, so that we covered all of the Shmon Esrei of the Shachris.